a lot of Southwest Colorado is at extreme or exceptional drought levels, and that's the two highest drought levels on the U.S. Drought Monitor scale. And of course, this is also the case across much of the Western U.S., not just here in Colorado. And I'd love you to talk about some ways that you're trying to address the drought and its implications on the federal level.
We're at that point where, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you've got to recognize that our human activity has had a serious negative impact on our climate, and it's getting worse and worse. And I think our challenge is to go and look at how do we transform our economy in such a way that we put dramatically less carbon into the atmosphere, but at the same time protect people's jobs and our quality of life. You know, Roy Romer, was when he was governor back in the 90s, he always used to say quality of life starts with a good job. I worked all 8 years I was governor to try and create more jobs and higher-paying jobs, and we've got to keep that same, I think we've got to keep that same priority, that jobs matter a tremendous amount. But we've also got to recognize the long-term reality that these, as we create new jobs, we need to make sure that they're going to have a beneficial effect on how our climate is changing. In other words, reduce the amount of carbon emissions. And there are a whole, you know, there's a whole array of ways that we can do that. But in almost every case, it takes some discipline. And it certainly is going to require Republicans and Democrats working together and kind of letting the partisanship and the cantankerous relationships that you see in Washington, letting them stay in Washington and focusing on the problem itself in Colorado.
How hopeful are you that the tribalism between really the two sides can subside so that these issues can be worked on? How hopeful are you about that?
You know, I'm an entrepreneur by nature, and I do mean by nature. So I'm always optimistic, and I've always been optimistic. But I think there are a number of genuine signs that suggest that we have grounds to be more optimistic. I got a phone call from Scott Kirby 3 weeks ago, who's the new CEO and chairman of United Airlines. And I asked, you know, he's talking about how green they were going to be. And I said, well, is United Airlines willing to publicly say that you're going to support somehow some valuation, some price on carbon emissions? In other words, make sure that if we charge a fee for the amount of carbon that gets emitted from any function of government or function of energy production or manufacturing, that fee gets taken in by the government, but then goes immediately back out to the citizens. So it would go right back to the people who paid it. It would put an emphasis on using low carbon emissions type energy. And when I asked this guy, Scott Kirby, whether United would take a positive stand on that, he said, absolutely. We think you have to put a price on carbon, a value on carbon, so that we all can know what success looks like and what we're going to work towards. And boy, when the big companies, and there are a lot of really large companies that are now recognizing this is something that's only going to be solved by everybody working together, I think this is a very positive development, and is, you know, it is a good reason for optimism.
Senator, thank you so much for joining me today.
Lucas, my pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again.